Geo time is approaching 3:10 on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and I do hope it's been treating you well. Wherever you got us locked in on 790 AM, 94.1, 104.7, perhaps listen live at kfgo.com. Yes, we are aware of streaming of the video not working. We will get that up in due time. One thing that's going to be fun for you to actually go watch, though, in person is the fact that the North Dakota Motor Carriers Association and the North Dakota State Trucking Organization, that's what they are, sponsors the truck driving championship every year, and that's going to be taking place again this year, June 4th. Here to tell you more about that is Clint Larby, the chair of the Truck Driving Championship. Clint, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you coming on over and explaining what's going on here. As far as this, every time I have Kelly Crapo on, we talk about just general trucking as well. So let's start with this event, because this is something that the kids, the family, get on out. You can watch a lot of things. So explain this, what's going on.
Yeah, so this is our first time back after a three-year hiatus. So last time, good old COVID. So we're pretty excited. New location. We're out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds Saturday, June 4th. Registration starts at 8 and the event, everything starts at 10 o'clock. Usually will be about till about 3 o'clock. So the main portion of the event is the Truck Driving Championship. So it's a chance for the best of the best from the state to get together, compete. And there's three main parts. There's a driving competition, a written test, and then pre-trip. And so it's a qualifying round to go to nationals afterwards. So it's a pretty big deal, actually. I like to say it's kind of like a beauty pageant for truckers, too. But
Here it is all waxed up and buffed going down the driveway. There's not a runway here. Got the driveway. So you had a three-year hiatus. Was that national? Because you said this gets you qualified on a nationals, but I didn't know that there was a whole national circuit.
This is a huge deal. Yep, exactly. So the nationals through the ATA, American Trucking Association. It was COVID-related for the last two. So 2019 was our last competition. Last year we were really on the fence if we could try to pull it off or not. And it just, it wasn't really any lockdowns or anything, but it just still a lot of hesitation and participation was pretty limited.
Yeah. I think people are pretty understanding, especially it feels like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't that long ago, you know, and how things have changed ever so much since just this time last year. So this has been going on for a while then?
Yeah, so first year chairing, big shout out to Mark Walter, previous chairman, did a great job and a lot of years. I think it's been over 20 for sure.
Oh, okay.
But big new addition for this year. We want to try to drive some additional foot traffic, so we're adding some events. So it's kind of the whole event itself, we're calling it our Safe Driving Expo. So there's a lot of cool other additions we're adding to it. So not only just going out to the fairgrounds to give us some more space, we're going to have a few extra events. A big one is going to be a Touch a Truck event for kids. One of the big things is that these are guys, again, competing. They bring their family and friends out to watch them. So it's a pretty cool deal, and we want to drive some additional traffic and really kind of showcase trucking then as well, too. And just, and not just necessarily trucking, but heavy equipment as well. So we've got some sponsors from the area that are going to be bringing some equipment out, too, for kids to have a chance to get up close and personal, take some pictures. And
well, I saw some of the information provided that when it comes to like the Touch a Truck, you got fire trucks, you got some of the police vehicles out there as well. So bring the kids out, they're going to learn a lot about a lot of things.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited for that. Some really cool, unique pieces that will be coming out. The DOT is going to be bringing a plow out as well, too, which, you know, I've never been up close and personal. I'm kind of interested myself.
In fact, they tell you not to be if you're driving. Keep back at least 100 feet or whatever that sign tells you.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of skills tests are there? You talk about coming down the drive with the beauty pageant that we joke about, but what are these drivers? I mean, one thing that even on a day-to-day here in Fargo, there's times where, boy, it looks like this is going to be a narrow approach for this truck, and they find a way because, I mean, they're professionals, they do this. And I'm impressed just on the day-to-day, but I imagine if you're doing the best of the best to go onto a national, that there's going to be some impressive skills out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the driving course, that's kind of the main event. So that's usually about 100 by 150 square area. And there's usually, we set up six problems for them to compete or drive through. And so typically we'll start with like a frontline bumper problem where they have to get to a certain stop at a certain point, and maybe that's on their blind side where they can't necessarily see. So It definitely is. It's pretty cool to watch. Uh-huh. It's daunting looking at it, just from a spectator even. So, and from there, I usually will progress to like a slalom, maybe a backing event. We try to always keep it fresh, do something a little bit different every year. So kind of keep everyone on their toes a little bit. So
how competitive these drivers get?
Very, very competitive.
Imagine,
yeah.
You know, the truck drivers that I personally know, friends, family, it's like, okay, they seem like they would have the attitude that they get very competitive about something like this.
Absolutely. It's really cool to see there. We have a lot of repeat attendees, which is really cool. Some companies from the area here that, their companies put a lot of emphasis on this as a whole, and champion that with their individual drivers. So they'll send a number of drivers out, FedEx, XPO, Old Dominion, some of those local freight companies like that really do a great job of that. But there's a lot of over-the-road companies, companies like myself as well, too, where we try to bring as many over-the-road drivers in as well, too. So, that driving piece definitely gets the most competition, we'll say. But then there's also the written test, and then there's a pre-trip inspection test as well, too. So we'll set up pieces of equipment out back for them to do mock defects on the equipment that they need to find, whether it may be a staged, looking like a crack in a windshield or lights out or loose lug nuts, things like that they need to identify. So
Clint Larrabee, my guest, he's the chair of the Truck Driving Championship that you're all invited to Saturday, June 4th at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Let's talk about people that you want more foot traffic if they're able to attend. Ticket prices, is this just show up and have a good time?
Yeah, this is like I said, absolutely free of charge, no cost of admission or anything like that. So the big thing, of course, is for the kids on the touch of truck side, but the foot traffic, just we'll have people out there showcasing their equipment, be able to ask some questions, and again, it's just really an outlet for us to shine a positive light on trucking, transportation, heavy equipment, a lot of the stuff that people just they see every day but mm-hmm. don't really know.
Well, not knowing the equipment itself, but also I think, having a better, you get close to these things. Yeah, I think about, signs on the side of the road. Okay, when you're driving by 70 miles an hour, and then you get next to it, you realize how big those signs are. Same goes for some of this equipment as well. And I got to imagine that you get next to this, 18-wheeler or snowplow, whatever, you got a little bit more respect for what, the operator's doing and just the equipment that's out on the road. Maybe you're going to give them a little bit more space as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's actually one of the events coming out is through the ATA, the American Trucking Association. They have their road team. So they have a select crew of drivers that represent the ATA. They make and travel with their own rolling exhibit, Interstate 1. And part of that is a no zone presentation. So you can actually get up in the cab and see what the blind spots look like and how you can lose sight of cars around you pretty easily if you're inside the truck.
I think everybody would benefit from that.
Yeah.
Do you got a little bit more time to stick around?
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more just about not just this event, but also just truck driving in general. I mean, I think that's been the spotlight's been more on this industry in the last 3 years because of COVID, because of supply chain than ever before. Hopefully that means people are appreciative of the job. You stick around, right? Clint Larrabee, he is the chair of the Truck Driving Championship. I'll tell you a little bit more about that and remind you when it is. You got a question, comment about truck driving in general, you can send those into the I Consultants of North Dakota Text Club. That's at 35270. I'm Tyler Axis, and Afternoons Live is rolling on. Stick around. I do believe I'll find myself a new get back to my guest, Clint Larrabee, chair of the Truck Driving Championship, also a driver himself, owns a business doing this. Let's talk about truck driving just in general. Workers still hard to come by, still having a difficult time trying to find people that want to be truck drivers, because that seems to be one of the issues over the last, or maybe it's more retention, if I recall.
You kind of get two schools of thought, I guess, on that, we'll say. So there's definitely... You hear a lot more in the media about just attracting drivers in general. Mm-hmm. But there has been some segments of the industry saying more on the retention side. And I think honestly, it's really both. It's a challenging industry. You've got the limitations of age for drivers that are, typically you're going to be like 21 or older, and that's really even on the young side. So you're looking more like 24 and older. And at that point, a lot of times found something else already, right?
Sure.
So there's a piece of that of just trying to attract talent after the fact. But then it's demanding. It's, you know, you're away from home. You have to, it takes a certain personality that enjoys it, thrives on it. Especially if you are in that over the road sector versus something local or more regional. So,
and I know this is just your opinion here, but what do you think changes it? What could be changed to get more people to want to be in the industry?
That's kind of a million dollar question.
Oh, I know. Yeah, because if you had it, why would you be sitting here talking to me? Probably.
You know, I think there's, I see, we're a small company. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have a lot of drivers that will recruit over time from bigger companies. And so they're so used to that. It's just a whole different feel, really. I mean, you're just a number. And I'm talking to thousands and thousands of drivers type of deal, that big of a company. So it's just, it's a lot different, and it's just very impersonal. I think that the way they get treated, you hear a lot of horror stories, unfortunately. So there's a piece that I think that as an industry on our own side, to be honest, I probably have some naysayers, but I think that we could do a lot of work to improve ourselves. But,
And it's not just as simple. I mean, some people just say, well, just got to pay you more.
Yeah, you can't. That's always, you hear a lot of that, the money side of it. Uh-huh. And honestly, like, that's a thing that I don't think gets as much positive light on, that these are really good jobs for people. It doesn't even require a college degree. And you can, within, you know, a year to 2 years' time, be making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 pretty easily. And I don't think that there's much. You hear some pieces of that, but I don't think near enough. Mm-hmm. It's demanding, though, and that's the part where I've found where working with trainees, that's the biggest hurdle is for them. There's always that new shine, the honeymoon period. They're excited. Look at me. I'm driving a truck. If I always want to do this.
You're going to see the landscape.
Exactly,
there.
Yeah, and that's really cool. And then 2 months in, 3 months in, all of a sudden, wow.
A little homesick. You're missing the wife and kids or husband.
Yeah. And I always get fearful. That's the hardest one is if, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, economy wise. If what we saw in the 2008 during the last recession was there's a lot of people that kind of had to get into trucking, right? It wasn't necessarily wanted to, they had to. And those are the people that worry me the most is that if it's kind of a late life switch and they out of necessity, they don't like it.
Right. And I think one thing that gives more headwinds this time than 2008 is anywhere you go, there's a help wanted sign.
Yeah.
There's so many other options for people this day and age. But, you know, I think one thing, and I hope people have recognized this, is just how much you rely on the industry. Yeah. You know, I mean, people want to talk about shelves being empty. Well, it's because of a variety of things. One of them is, you know, it takes a truck driver to get it from there to here and then so on and so forth. And it's not necessarily a driver's fault. You got, ports that have been, you know, backlogged. It's just people have now paid more attention to supply chain. I know I hope they know that drivers are an important part of that.
Yeah, I've never in my career heard this much talk of supply chain ever, which is fascinating.
I know. Glaze over eyes in the Econ 101 back in college. Now here we are really feeling the impacts. Let's talk one more time. I got about 2 minutes here. The event's June 4th. It's about the truck driving championship. People of all, you know, backgrounds are invited.
Just come out, hang out. There's gonna be some cool equipment to look at, get up close, personal touch, take pictures with the kids. Like I said, there's gonna be also a truck driving simulator and paired driving simulator. Like I said, this is also a kind of a safe driving expo, the theme behind it. So just again, all those pieces of how we all share the road, how we interact, and the implications, the good, bad, and ugly in between. So
sounds important. I'm glad you were able to come on, and hopefully you all put it on your calendar again Saturday, June 4th, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Clint, it was a pleasure to meet you. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you.
Clint Larby, he's the chair of that operation that we just told you about, the Truck Driving Championship, again Saturday, June 4th, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Going to get you caught up with KFGO News. Paul Jurgens will get you all the latest. We told you Rusty Halverson will be coming back in. We'll talk a little bit about the Field of Dreams. Baseball, agriculture, all in one. We'll talk about that and this next half hour. In fact, this next hour, this you, me, this microphone, your cell phone, whatever you want to talk about. I'll get back to your messages about polling, the presidency, and so much more coming up. I'm Tyler Axis. You got it locked in on After News Live right here on KFGO. Turn your lamp down low.